stood there with it dangling head down like a toddler with a doll. He eyeballed Goblin, who was positively apoplectic, so fussed he could not go on with the magical funny business he had started. One Eye dropped the imp. It flipped and landed on its feet, sped across and stared up at Goblin like a young bastard having a sudden epiphany about the identity of its sire. It did cartwheels back to One Eye, said,
"I'm going to like it here with you guys."
I snagged One Eye by the collar and lifted him off the floor. "What about the damned boat?" I shook him a little. "I sent you out to hire a goddamned boat, not to buy talking knick-knacks." It was one of those flashes of rage that last about 3 seconds, rare for me, but usually strong enough to let me make an ass of myself. My father had them a lot. When I was little, I would hide under the table for the minute or so they took to pass. I set One Eye down. Looking amazed, he told me, "I found one, all right. Pulls out day after tomorrow, at first light. I couldn't get an exclusive charter because we couldn't afford anything big enough to haul us and the animals and coaches if that was all the barge would be carrying. I ended up making a deal." The imp Frogface was behind Weezer, clinging to and peeking around his leg like a frightened child, though I got the feeling it was laughing at us. "All right, I apologize for blowing up. Tell me about the deal." "This is only good to what they call the Third Cataract, understand? That's a place 860 miles down that a boat can't get past. There's about an 8-mile portage, then you have to hire passage again." "To the Second Cataract, no doubt." "Sure. Anyway, we can get the long first leg free, with food and fodder provided, if we serve as guards on this commercial barge." "Ah, guards. What do they need guards for? And why so many?"
"Pirates."
"I see." "Meaning we'd end up fighting even if we did pay for our passage?"
"Probably."
"Did you get a good look at the boat? Is it defensible?"
"Yeah. We could turn it into a floating fort in a couple days. It's the biggest damned barge I ever seen."
A tinkle of alarm began nagging in the back of my thoughts. "We'll give it another look in the morning. All of us. The deal sounds too good to be true, which probably means it is. I figured that was one of the reasons I bought Frogface. I can send him sneaking around to check things out." He grinned and glanced at Goblin, who had gone into a corner to plot and pout. "Also, with Frogface along, we don't have to waste no coin on guides and interpreters. He can do all that for us." That sent my eyebrows up.
"Really?"
"That's right. See, I do something useful once in a while."
"You're threatening to. You say the imp is ready to use."
"As ready as he can be."
"Come on outside, where it's private. I've got about 10 jobs for it."
Chapter 18. The Barge. I took the outfit to the waterfront before the sun got its rump over the hills beyond the river. The city remained somnolent, except for traffic headed the way we were. The nearer the river, the worse it got. And the waterfront was a frenzied hive. There were crows. "Looks like they've been at it all night."